Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One,
Spotify,
and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
3, 2, 1.
Live from Los Angeles,
it's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
We're my man,
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
Perez Hilton.
Y'all ready?
It's the PHP.
Hey guys, welcome to the PHP. I'm Booker. He is Perez. How you doing?
Oh man, I normally wake up at 5:33 a.m. Today, we're recording our podcast a few minutes late at 7:11 a.m. I woke up today at 7 a.m. sharp. I totally overslept. I had set an alarm. I slept through my alarm. That's how tired I was. I'm still not done with all this book promo. Like, I just agreed to do so much, and I need to be more explicit as well. Like, if I agree to do podcasts, I need to say, sure, I'll do your podcast, but I can only do 30 minutes max. I did a podcast yesterday. They took an hour and a half of my time. I also did a traditional radio interview yesterday. I thought, okay, radio, it'll be 20 minutes max, because you know how radio is.
Tops, yeah.
Yeah, 45 minutes.
Jesus.
I'm like,
you're a big get. What market was this?
That was for Toronto. And I was like, it's like impossible for me to catch up. Like, I cannot catch up with work and email. I'm like, oh my God, whatever. I didn't even tell our podcast listeners this. I've got a box that I'm selling now, which is really exciting. But also, a box means that's a new thing that I've got to fucking promote. I'm going crazy. But anyways, I'll let the podcast listeners know very briefly about the box. I've never done this before. It's my inaugural, first ever, and maybe only ever curated.
could be a collector's edition.
Yeah. I honestly don't know if I'm going to do another one of these ever again, or if I do, it'll be maybe like in 2 years or whatever, because it's a lot. I love everything that I've put together in this for people. It will be in our listeners' homes in time for the holidays. So it'll be shipping the week of December 7th. And I've curated things that I genuinely love and use every day, as well as some special experiences. So there's going to be a new paperback version of my memoir, TMI, My Life and Scandal, in this box at PerezHiltonBox.com, which you could also get signed by me if you want. There's going to be a free StarSona gift card, so you can get a personalized video from me included in the box. And I normally charge $85 for those videos. All that will be included. I'm also going to be giving people a crystal necklace, a rose quartz necklace, which is just so beautiful. I haven't announced everything, but I'll just give you guys like a clue. There's going to be some skincare items. There's going to be some wellness items. The whole concept of everything is designed to make people happier. Because trust me, you know me. It was 50-50. It was like wellness and beautifying and skincare and pretty and things to make your life better in that way. Or I was going to do a box of food. And I'm like, I don't think the world needs a box of food right now. I think they need things to make their lives happier and better. And that's what I went for. So make sure you sign up at PerezHiltonBox.com.
You missed the boat. You should have put peanut brittle in there.
Oh, I was going to, but it was going to be that kind of box, but I thought better.
You could do a little of both, you know,
no.
Like a little peanut brittle and a little skincare. I mean, people like all of that.
But I wanted it to be authentic. I really put a lot
that of that. That is authentic. It's something you love.
I know, but I don't want that right now.
You want it to be a yo-yo like you are. One day you'll be peanut brittle for about a month and you'll eat like a gluttonous pig. And then for the next month, you won't touch anything else and you'll be all about your fitness. So it is exactly like you.
Fine, bitch. Yes,
a complete mess.
No, it's not a mess.
It should be a mess. No, I'm saying it should be a fucking mess because you are a mess.
I am not a mess. I am back.
Listen to you. You're up at 7 o'clock. We're 10 minutes late. We're 10 minutes and we've said nothing.
All right. I'm back on my fitness. Okay. I'm excited.
Okay.
I am a food addict.
No shit.
Like Dax Shepard having a relapse or whatever. It took me a long time to really acknowledge that, but I truly, and I'm not just bullshitting, like I truly am a food addict. And for a long time, I can manage it and keep it in check, but it's hard because you have to eat to live. It's a real struggle for many people. You're blessed, bitch. You don't have this fucking problem. Jesus. Anyways, let's move on. But PerezHiltonBox.com. All right. Okay. Let's start off with one of my favorite stories of the last few days, Adele. She hosted SNL. And I think she did a great job. However, I was bummed because straight off the bat in the opening monologue, she said the following. My album is not yet finished. I'd rather put on some wigs, have a glass of wine or six, and just see what happens. So she explained why she was only hosting and not performing as well. Mm-hmm. That doesn't necessarily completely crush our hopes that she will be releasing a quote surprise album this Friday. Her album could not be finished and she could just finish it this week. I don't know. But I'm inclined to believe that, you know, those reports or rumors or whatever are not true, that she won't be releasing an album this Friday and we'll just have to keep waiting longer. But I think she did a great job. She looked amazing. And of course, there are some really sensitive motherfuckers out there who just are really sensitive about a bunch of different things. The only one I really feel comfortable chiming in on are the people that were hurt or disappointed because Adele made a joke about her body. Hello, her body, her choice. Her body, she can comment on her own body. She can make fun of her own body. She can make a joke of her own body. She can do whatever the fuck she wants with her own body. To paraphrase the joke, did you watch SNL or the opening
monologue? I watched some clips. I didn't get around to watching the whole thing.
It's all good. To paraphrase the opening monologue, she said something along the lines of, you know, due to COVID travel restrictions.
She brought half of herself. I saw that.
Yeah,
part,
exactly. Yeah. And then some fat people were really bothered by that. She's like, oh, yeah, now that she's skinny, she's making fun of fat people or whatever. Listen, bitch, as a fat person who has been non-fat and is currently fat, I thought that was funny. Lighten the fuck up, okay?
Yeah.
Anyways, of course, my favorite skit was the spoof of The Bachelor that Adele was on. And she sang during that. So that was great.
Mm-hmm. I saw that.
It was a very well-rated episode. I'm excited because I think, you know, always during an election year, SNL has a bit of a renaissance. And
sure,
they announced that they're doing like 7 episodes in a row. They added one this weekend and the next weekend. And oh my God, I am having major anxiety again. Not major. I don't want to lie because I'm just having exhaustion, but like I'm having mild to moderate anxiety at the thought, the realization that the election is 7 days from today.
It's hard to believe, isn't it?
Oh my God.
It really
God.
Is.
7 days from today. Day. Oh my God. Oh my God. Don't cut this into a clip because I'm not even sure my sister listens. My sister listened to all. Why am I lowering my voice? She's not here. Does my sister listen to all our episodes or occasionally?
Occasionally. I don't know. Sometimes she gets a little behind. I think with the kid now, maybe not.
My mom is a very apolitical person, okay? She's not endorsing anybody.
Your sister's a Trumper?
No, my sister's not. No.
Okay.
But it's interesting to me what some old people think, or maybe just old Cuban women, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She's just been talking nonstop because this is what they must do. They must all talk amongst each other. And she is petrified. She doesn't like Donald Trump and is not supporting him or voting for him. But she's afraid if Donald Trump doesn't win, that the country is going to start rioting and we're going to be in war. Like if Donald Trump doesn't win, a lot of people probably vote motivated by fear. Whatever.
I'm more fearful if he wins. Jeez. Yeah. I mean, I think the world is at the country anyhow is at a tipping point.
Yeah.
And look, here's my worst nightmare and all of our worst nightmares, I believe, if this thing drags on. I want this to be a landslide. I think with all of the young people that are going out and voting and the new registrations and how many people have done it via mail and Dropbox and blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
Yeah, record-breaking numbers.
Record amounts. And typically, you know, those are 3-1 Democrat. This last election was so close. I mean, you know, it came down to essentially 2 people in every district.
Yeah.
It would have changed the complete election. Well, those 2 people are now out. And if math serves at all, this should be a landslide. It shouldn't be even that close of an election. And I'm hoping for a landslide just so we could just put this whole thing to bed. Now, if it turns into another hanging chad, we're waiting for Florida. To your sister's point.
No, not my sister, my mom.
Your mom's point. I just fear that things will go wonky if we have to do this whole bullshit of who won. It's contested. Florida's fucked up because they're always fucked up. That's going to kill us. But I just want this. I want to go to bed next Tuesday night knowing one way or the other. I just do not want to drag this out.
We didn't go to bed in 2016 knowing.
Yeah, we did, because Hillary did concede the night of the election.
No, she didn't. No, the next day. I guarantee you.
Well, the next morning, wasn't it? I thought she did that night.
No,
I could have
sworn
she did that night.
No,
okay.
No, I remember because she had her whole crew and my friend, my dear friend, Tom Dangora, gathered at the Javits Center in New York City. They all went home. And then the next day, during the day, she made an announcement. Anyways, let's not make this. I'm not talking politics. Just keep it moving. And more music-related news. I don't think it's a huge deal anymore in this day and age. In the past, when a superstar album would leak prior to the album's release, that could potentially hurt it, because if people were planning to buy it, then they may not have had as much incentive to buy it. But now that it's free to stream, her fans are still going to stream it. The new Ariana Grande album leaked. I have not listened to it yet, even though I really wanted to, because I want to do a live reaction video listening to it for the first time. Everybody else won't be able to hear it for the most part till Thursday night.
No one's watching those anyhow, but okay.
Some people are, like a good amount.
No, they're not. What a waste of time.
Whatever.
Sitting there watching you listen to a song. That's the dumbest thing in the history of anything.
I did a reaction video to her new single, Positions, and that got a lot of traction.
Dozens of people.
No, it's
a waste of time.
It got way more views than a normal TikTok video of mine, and way more views than a normal YouTube video of mine.
Nobody cares.
Math is proving you wrong, bitch. Anyways,
it doesn't matter.
I have not listened. We haven't talked about the new song yet because it came out after our last show.
Mm-hmm.
Her new single's called Positions, and actually, my thoughts on the song have changed. When it first came out and I made my reaction video, I was very lukewarm to it. I didn't hate it. I just was very underwhelmed by it right away. I always thought it was a good song, but I just felt like it was a leftover from the Thank You Next era. It didn't give me an indication of this new era being any different. It didn't feel special to me. And not only that, it didn't really reveal much about who Ariana is in 2020. I mean, I get it. She's got this new boyfriend, Dylan, and she's in love and yada, yada. It's a love. But like, I don't know. It could have been a deeper love song. Like I wasn't even just disappointed sonically. I was also disappointed lyrically. However, she sounded great. And I could tell right away, oh, it's not a bad song. It's also supposed to be like a sexy song. And I'm like, this is a song that you maybe like warm up to. This is not a fucking song. Like, I wanted a fucking song. I wanted like a hardcore, let's have wild sex song. And instead, we got a foreplay song. I'm like, after such a long break, you're giving me a foreplay song? Ugh. Like, I expected more from the first
single. You think about this shit way too much. Here's me. I heard it, went, good song. And I haven't thought about it since. I heard it again like yesterday and I said, oh yeah, I really like this song.
Yeah,
and that's it.
I keep hearing it more. And of course, the more I hear it, the more I like it.
Yeah, it's a good song.
I just wish I loved it. Anyways, I'm excited to hear the album and hopefully I'm not disappointed. In more music related news, I mean, I got to give credit to Bieber. He's working hard to try to stay relevant. I respect the hustle. I just think it should be all about the music. But a reminder, he released a new album in February of this year. He's releasing another new album now very soon. And also in February or January of this year, you might remember this. Or no, that might have been last year. He's done so many shows recently. Like a year ago, he did a YouTube series that we talked about on the podcast. Mm-hmm. Then after the YouTube series, he did a separate series for Facebook Watch. Mm-hmm. Now he's going back to YouTube to do another documentary series. He's mm-hmm. basically become a reality TV star. Truly.
That nobody's watching.
Exactly. That nobody's watching.
Yeah.
That's the key, that nobody's watching. Like, I don't think a single person.
I'm with you. I've not heard one person say, did you see the Justin Bieber blah, blah, blah?
Yeah.
Not one person.
Like, I think the YouTube show he did a year ago got a little bit of traction, but the Facebook crap that he did with Haley, his wife, like, that got zero attention.
But the point is, you have, if you're going to do something, make sure it's good.
Yeah.
And none of this stuff is popping. It's almost like watching you on TikTok. Who gives a shit? It's just like, it's just a bunch of
people
random.
People love my TikToks, bitch.
No one loves your TikTok.
Yes, they do.
You love your TikToks. Nobody loves your TikToks.
It makes people happy, and it makes me happy. People love my TikToks.
People are very happy. These shows are making Justin Bieber fans happy then, okay? Oh. I just think unless you're going to do something, don't do it unless it's lights out. He's diluted the water so much with just average. It's because he's bored. He's just bored. He's like, sure, I'll do that. Like, what else am I going to do? He's like an ex-addict that's got to keep themselves busy all of the time. And that's what it feels like to me. Like, sure, I'll do that. And then I'll do that. Instead of going, I'm only going to do something if it's special. But the whole world is so diluted now with not special. Even if something is special, it may be 3 years before we hear about it. You know what I mean?
That's true. There's just so much out there, yeah.
And while I'm thinking about it, there's a show I'm watching, that new Nicole Kidman. I don't know if it's on HBO, The Untouchables or Un-whatever. It's the new kind of show everybody, the ladies are talking about anyhow, because it's like the last one with Reese Witherspoon and whatever, and it takes place in Manhattan. I just started watching it, and so far it's pretty good. So I'll keep you guys up to date on that. I wish I had the title, but you'll look it up and figure it out.
Nicole Kidman new show. Yeah, Google that way. Now that's it. I don't even care that much. Good for him. I don't think he's doing it because he's bored per se. I think he's just doing it to try to stay relevant.
I don't think he thinks that way. Once you're the most famous person on the planet, you're the most famous person on the planet.
But that's not always the case. Like, I don't care about Justin Bieber anymore. And I used to. Do you care about Justin Bieber? Or like, did you ever?
I only care about good things. Like, it's like you mentioned, make it about the music. All I know is the song that I like. And that's where I am with Justin Bieber. That other stuff didn't get to me. His show didn't get to me. The song got to me because I still like the song and I still think it's a hit song. But I feel you. I feel what you're saying. I mean, everything's diluted. That's the problem.
Well, speaking of musicians, God, this poor woman. I feel for Britney Spears so much, because even her fans won't let her just be. You know, mm-hmm. they keep on criticizing her for posting these videos. The latest one that got everybody talking, she posted a video of herself dancing in a bra and panties and high heels to Madonna's Justify My Love. Mm-hmm. And everybody's like, she looks so unwell and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, first of all, she's almost 40 years old. And I think mm-hmm. she looks amazing. And sure, her hair's not all done and her makeup's done poorly, But that's just Britney's aesthetic. That's always been Britney's aesthetic. Like, even when she used to get her hair done professionally, she would still just not keep it up well. And she just would always have that raccoon eye look. Like, that's just her. She's vibing. She's feeling herself. Like, she doesn't really do TikTok, but her Instagram is like her TikTok and me on TikTok. It just makes her happy. Like, it's not that deep, I think.
Hmm.
All right. I'm excited for this story because when I read this, I'm like, this is a great podcast story, especially because I think I know how you'll respond. And I'm not sure you know how I'll respond. So did you hear that story about why Shonda Rhimes, the creator and executive producer of Grey's Anatomy and a bunch of other shows, why she left ABC and moved over to Netflix?
Money would be my guess, but no, I didn't hear the story.
Well, money's part of it, but it's not really. And of course, there's like the straw that broke the camel's back. There was an incident actually that went down that led to that move. In a new interview to one of the industry trades, I forget, it was either Variety or The Hollywood Reporter, Shonda Rhimes was talking about that. The article says, quote, "She knew her breaking point would come, but what it would be, she never could have predicted. As part of her ABC relationship, Rhimes had been given an all-inclusive pass to Disneyland." Pause. I never had even heard of this before. That must mean that that's for like the VIP of the VIPs. Like, an all-inclusive pass means you can go and eat and drink whatever you want and not pay for anything. That's what all-inclusive means. So like, Shonda Rhimes has all-inclusive passes, and I'm sure like Steven Spielberg or whatever. Most everybody else will just get like free park admission and a guide to take them around. Anyways, Rhimes had been giving an all-inclusive pass to Disneyland, and without a partner, she'd negotiated a second for her nanny. But on this day, she needed one for her sister, too, as she'd been taking Rhimes' teenage daughter while the nanny chaperoned her younger two. If the passes had been interchangeable, Rhimes would have been happy to give up hers. When would she have time to go to Disneyland anyway? So the passes were not interchangeable. After some unwanted back and forth, "We never do this," she was told more than once, Rhimes was issued an additional pass. But when her daughters arrived in Anaheim, only one of the passes worked. Rhimes lobbed a call to a high-ranking executive at the company. Surely he would get this sorted. Instead, the exec allegedly replied, "Don't you have enough?" Rhimes was beside herself. She thanked him for this time, then hung up and called her lawyer. Figure out a way to get her over to Netflix, or she'd find new representatives. So, what do you think about that story?
How much privilege is enough privilege? How much do you need to take?
She didn't have an issue with the park people. She had an issue with the exec that wouldn't quickly remedy the situation for her.
Right. Well, what do you want me to say?
All right. I'll give you my thoughts then. I disagree with you about entitlement and this or that or the other.
This is like rich people problems. That's all this sounds like.
No.
Rich people problems.
No, it's not even about that. It's not even about the money, really, because she can afford it. She could afford to buy every single person that showed up at Disneyland that day entry and all their food and drink. It's about respect, and it's about making somebody feel appreciated. And they did not do that to her, and she gave that network billions of dollars worth of revenue. She created...
Well, she got paid for it, too. She got paid for it.
Yeah, I get that. But if you are that to that network, you show them respect. You keep them happy.
Well, you're listening to one side of the story. And I don't know what the other side of the story is, but all I'm saying is all of this reeks of entitlement.
I disagree.
And you know who I think I am?
Think it reeks of entitlement at all. It reeks of knowing your own worth. It reeks of expecting to be...
For how far and how long do we have to go? I mean, how much more money?
It's not about the money.
Okay.
It's about it's about respect. And
I think plenty of respect has been given to this person. I really do. And I think plenty of money has been given to them as well.
She had two passes. They just weren't interchangeable, as she explained. She's Shonda Rhimes. It's like...
Boo-hoo.
Whatever.
Cry me a river.
And it's not like she was some random celebrity either. It's not like she's Lady Gaga or Ariana Grande wanting this. She was a huge star for Disney, giving them annually tens of millions of dollars. Anyways, I'm fully team Shonda Rhimes on this, and I would like to know what our listeners think. Call us 800-721-1185. Do you think it was an overreaction on her part? What do you think of why she left this incident? Not only am I team Shonda, and I'm usually against saying things like this, but in this situation, I think it warrants it. I think that guy should be fired if he hasn't been already.
Well, once again, that's one person's version of what supposedly happened.
All right.
I never buy one person's version. I think there's two sides to every story. I think people hear what they want to hear. And that's what I think.
What a weird ass world you're living in then. If like one person says one thing that they claim is true that you don't believe.
Dude, that's every single story that you've ever told, that I've ever told, that's ever been told in humanity. So
yeah, if you ever tell a story that that's just what Booker says. I don't know if that's true or real.
Right, exactly. That's the world. That's language. That's,
I don't know. I'm inclined.
Interpretation.
I believe
there are so many people that take someone's words and apply their meaning to it instead of just listening to the words that the person says. And it happens almost all of the time. Like I said, I don't know what happened on the other end. I don't know if she was truly disrespected, but all I will say is, holy shit, the entitlement level makes me want to gag.
I don't think there's any entitlement. It's got nothing to do with that. Let's keep it moving. Okay. In more TV-related news, a lot of Wendy Williams fans are concerned for her well-being because she was off, I guess is the best way to describe it, on her show recently on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So off that some fans thought she was on drugs or drunk or having another brain problem, whatever it might be. And that shit happens. Some days, people are humans.
Sure.
And some days you're just so, and especially now she's not even in her 40s anymore. Now she's in her 50s. That the older you get, I would imagine the brain gets even more tired and it's harder mm-hmm. to do certain things. I watched the show, the long segment that really mm-hmm. sparked everything. And I can't say for sure, oh yeah, she was definitely on drugs, you know? I can't say for sure, oh yeah, she was definitely drunk or whatever it might be. But it's clear she had an off day. However, some very alarming things happened in the wake of that. She used to employ a DJ. DJ Boof responded to a fan on Instagram, and this is what the fan said. Wendy, you need to stop your show and seriously get help. Your camp is just watching you spiral instead of sending help. Shame on them. I'll be boycotting the show until you get checked into rehab. Drugs will kill
you. I'll be boycotting a television show.
Drugs will kill you. Please get help.
Why would you respond to that maniac is my question.
Well, because the guy's not employed anymore by the Wendy Williams show. So he did. Mm. He said, yup, exactly. And it will all come out. Y'all have no idea what's really going on. And everyone there is afraid to speak up because they don't want to lose their jobs. This is going to play out bad. I feel sorry for the workers and victims. Have a blessed day. Victims? Oh my God, that's a strong word.
Sounds like he thinks there's an Ellen situation coming.
Well, there might be.
Yeah.
On to some wacky news. God, this almost reminds me a little bit of the Shonda Rhimes story, but not. Mm-hmm. A bunch of the Avengers actors recently came out in defense of Chris Pratt, their co-star, because on Twitter, this one tweet went viral asking people to pick their favorite Chris. You know, there's so many guys named Chris that were part of the Avengers. Chris Hemsworth, Chris Pratt, Chris Evans. And I think maybe there was another Chris, like Chris Pine or some shit like that. Like four very similar Chris's. And then everybody started to shit on Chris Pratt. A lot of people don't like Chris Pratt because of his perceived politics, because of the people that he follows on social media, which are a lot of conservatives and right-wing people, and he's very religious and this, that, and the other. And also maybe like a thing that really pushed people to in talking about him in a negative way, the Avengers cast got together to raise money for Joe Biden, all of them except for Chris Pratt. And that's fine. I don't think he has to. If he doesn't, him not taking part in that doesn't even mean that he's going to vote for Donald Trump. Yeah.
Right. It just means he doesn't want to get involved with politics. And I couldn't blame him. I wouldn't blame him.
Exactly. Sure. But I think those days of not getting involved in politics are over, because as we're seeing now with Chris Pratt, it's almost like a catch 22, right? You get involved in politics and people shit on you, and now you don't get involved in politics and people shit on you. It used to be that 5-10 years ago, you didn't get involved in politics and people just understood your reasons why. Don't talk politics or religion or whatever. But given the climate that we're in, most people expect you to be talking about your opinions, your thoughts.
Right. But that doesn't mean that most people are right. Just because a bunch of dumb fucks online go in all of the same direction in line, it doesn't mean that they're right. Maybe he's just like, look, I'm tired of division. I'm tired of right, left, them, us. I'm tired of fighting. I don't want any part of this. That doesn't make you an asshole. That doesn't make you a person that doesn't care. No. Yeah. But that's what I would say to the people online, is what I'm saying. So who gives a fuck what people online think and say? Most of them are just dumb and bored and probably need to get on a treadmill.
Well, a lot of people think that was a fat shaming joke. That was not funny.
How do I know they're fat? I'm just saying they need some exercise. They need to get some air.
Anyways, his co-stars came forward to defend him, and even his own wife. E! News did a post on Instagram about the poll, and she saw that and she commented.
There's a real reputable poll.
Yeah.
Here's a collection of stupid people and what they think. Yeah.
Catherine Schwarzenegger was like, the world is so divided. We need more love right now, or whatever the hell she said. I don't know. Yeah. You know, I feel bad for the guy because he doesn't seem like a bad guy. I may not agree with this or that or the other, but he seems like an okay person. Like, there's a lot of douchebags out there, and I don't think he's one. It's a blessing, you know? He should just be thankful that he's very popular right now and people care. In 15 years' time, he may not be as popular and people may not care. So that's what I always tell people. Not even that. What I tell people, well, the same isn't true for him, but if you're a content creator, if you're an influencer, negative comments are worth more than positive comments.
Right.
But if you're a celebrity, that's probably not the same, especially when it's comments not even on a post that you made. It was like a random post on Twitter. So I get it. Anyway, speaking of politics in a roundabout way, the daughter of Kellyanne Conway, Claudia Conway, one of the breakout stars of 2020, she just celebrated her birthday. She turned 16, and her mother threw her and her husband, George Conway, a joint birthday party at their place in New Jersey. And it was this huge get-together, and people were not wearing masks.
Of course.
And it got so big, but then the funniest thing, after a video that an attendee posted of the party went viral on TikTok, Claudia, who is this big TikTok star, made her TikTok private and turned off her comments. then posted on Snapchat that everybody's taking things out of context and that they threw their party within COVID protocol guidelines for New Jersey and blah, 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 blah. Many people, though, thought it was very hypocritical of her to be throwing a big party. However, she claimed that a lot of the people at her party ended up crashing it. She could have told them not to come in. They could have turned them away, but they didn't. So, you know, that's on them. You know, she, Claudia Conway, repeatedly and vocally on social media criticized other influencers, TikTokers, for going to parties and for throwing parties. And I got to reiterate, yes, she's now only 16, but she is not a private citizen. She chose to become a public figure. She chose to become an influencer, and she chose to become an advocate for this cause and this issue.
Okay. It's like, typically I would disagree with that statement because she is under the age of 18, but the world's changed. And to say that you don't know better and 16's your defense, I'm going to have to agree with you. Yeah. I agree with you. Yeah.
Well, the very latest, which I don't even think anybody listening might have heard, it didn't get much reach because she posted and deleted it. Claudia mm-hmm. posted a video to TikTok where she basically, I don't want to, let me read it because I don't want to think things to be taken out of context. She posted this video on TikTok that says, with a caption, "What are you going to be for Halloween?" And then she answers, "Dead." And some dramatic music is playing on top of that. Then mm-hmm. in the caption of, so that was, she wrote that on the video, right? And in the caption, she said, "I hope this won't end up being the case, but I just can't do this anymore."
Hmm.
So some people could read that or interpret that as she's talking about suicide and she's suicidal. Mm-hmm.
She's a kid. I mean, I would keep an eye on that.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm surprised those parents haven't thrown her off the building yet because she's just a pain in the ass. I mean, she's, holy hell, what a pain in the ass with the social media and the trouble that she's caused. But yeah, she's a kid. Hey, Perez, how do you banish high rates on car insurance? You switch to Geico during Geicoween. Brouhaha. October is their favorite time of the year, and the folks over at Geico have been working even harder to cast out high rates and craft just the right policy for you and your family. Switching to Geico isn't so scary, especially when they could brew up spellbinding savings just for you. So to get a quote today, go to geico.com and see how much you could save. No eye of newt needed. Happy Geicoween, everyone.
Happy Geicoween. And happy Halloween, everybody. Stay safe. All right, before we move on to anything else, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I've barely been sleeping. My days have been so busy that I could barely do anything. I don't even know what day it is. Thankfully, though, I have been loving and really getting so much out of Daily Harvest. It makes eating healthy easy, especially when you're as busy as I am, or as busy as any mom out there that might be listening. Daily Harvest delivers delicious food built on organic fruits and vegetables right to your door. They work directly with farms to freeze their ingredients at peak ripeness to lock in nutrients and taste. And Daily Harvest has an option for you any time of the day, from smoothies or breakfast bowls to their flatbreads for lunch or dinner. They have comfort food. They even have healthy ice cream I love. Everything stays fresh in your freezer until you're ready to use it. Daily Harvest makes it easy to eat clean, undeniably delicious food, no matter what your day brings. Keep it simple with Daily Harvest. Go to dailyharvest.com and enter promo code Perez to get $25 off your first box. That's promo code Perez for $25 off your first box at dailyharvest.com. That's dailyharvest.com. All right, a couple things, and then we'll take some quick calls.
Okay.
First, Jennifer Lawrence I think she might have a movie coming. I don't even know. I don't think she does have a movie coming out.
She's popping up on my TikTok like crazy. And yes, I'm a fan, but I didn't do anything that would make her like pop up. She's all over mine. I just feel like someone's pressing stuff out.
I don't understand it. Well, she's doing all these interviews. And what is she trying to promote? What's the point of her doing interviews?
What's the point of Adele doing SNL? I don't know. I just think all the rules are kind of been thrown out of the window. People are bored and they just want to do stuff, I guess. I don't know.
She shared two stories that just reaffirm my belief that she is what you think of Shonda Rhimes. She is psycho, a nut job.
I don't think Shonda Rhimes is psycho.
Right, I just think that
tossing a multi-million dollar career because my kid couldn't get into Disney is just, I don't know, it just seems like a lot to me.
Well, I think Jennifer Lawrence is psycho and a nut job. Two quick stories.
I think she's fantastic.
One, she recounted in a new interview that time during the Oscars when she won and went up the stairs and tripped and fell. And she recalled how she saw Anderson Cooper commenting that she faked it. So she ran into Anderson Cooper and ripped him a new asshole. And like in a real intense way. Like she literally said she was really.
I think I'm on Team Perez now all of a sudden. Yeah. Because yeah, that's maybe she was just being nuts.
No.
You know what I mean?
She literally said that she was very aggressive and that and that afterwards that Anderson probably told. They were at a mutual party that Anderson probably told his friends that she was a psycho. So yeah. There's that. And also she got married not that long ago and decided mm-hmm. not, for whatever reason, not to have a bachelorette party. But then instead, a friend of hers was getting married around the same time. And she turned her friend's bachelorette party into her bachelorette party.
Mm.
She's a psycho. Like, I just cannot. I don't like her. I'm not a fan. She's crazy. She also bought herself a new townhouse in Manhattan worth nearly $30 million.
Wow. Nice.
Such a waste of money because she's not getting that much space.
She's a billionaire. Are you kidding?
I don't know if she's a billionaire, but...
Well, she's made a lot of money and she's got a lot of endorsement deals.
She has. Anyways, congrats to her on her new home. Tia Mowry, the actress, revealed that she and her husband schedule sex dates. I would love to hear from our listeners. Do you schedule sex dates with your husband? When I was young, the thought of doing that was so foreign to me. But now that I'm in my 40s and so exceptionally busy, me and my imaginary husband like that concept. I like the concept of having sex dates and just scheduling, because then at least you're making sure that you're getting it in.
And you would be 10 minutes late to it every time.
Yeah, you got to get it in, though. You get it in. Anyways, I was bummed that I didn't see this one story until after we finished our show last week. Tyler Posey of Teen Wolf fame, maybe not that famous because you don't know who he is, I think.
No, I didn't know who the last person was. The sex, who did you say?
Tia Mowry of Tia and Tamara.
Who? Never heard of this person.
They used to be on Sister Sister together. They have quite the
following. I have never heard of that. Okay.
Anyways, Tyler Posey reveals that he has had sex with men before and that he's even been fucked with a strap on. And he's revealing a lot of racy content on OnlyFans. Ooh la la. All right. Quickly, The Bachelorette. Have you watched again or not?
No.
No?
I'm not a Claire fan, no.
Okay. Are you going to watch when that new girl takes over?
I don't know. I doubt it. Like I've always said, I like The Bachelor. I'm not gung-ho on The Bachelorette unless I really like the girl. And I don't like this girl. I didn't like her on The Bachelor. So not my thing, you know?
You watched the new Borat movie. I saw you tweeted that.
I did. I watched it. It was okay. I mean, the Giuliani thing was creepy as fuck. I think Borat came running into the room and I feel saved Giuliani from even more embarrassment.
I know. I was upset because he came in too soon.
Yeah. I want to know what was going to happen or...
No, you know what? I bet you anything. I'm usually not a conspiracy theorist and I'm not. I'm a realist.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you anything they edited that to make Giuliani look bad on purpose.
I'm sure there was definitely some editing, but it wasn't the whole bed tucking in the shirt thing.
You know, it was the give me the number. It was the touching.
Yeah, let me get the number. Let me get your phone. It's like that whole thing was a little, that's what, where my ears perked up. Yeah. It wasn't the whole laying down, tucking in the, like, why is she in the room while he's doing that? That's kind of weird, but it's just his demeanor. It just felt creepy.
Well, hello, he's creepy. I'm not,
and he looks like the fucking Penguin in Batman. Totally.
Yeah. All right, let's take a call or two.
By the way, the show I was talking about was called The Undoing with Nicole Kidman. It went so far pretty good. So here we go.
Hey guys, it's Laura in Nashville. Booker, don't cut me off because I have two comments. One, I just wanted to say that I read the book. Actually, I listened to it. I got the audio book. And initially, I just bought it, you know, to support you because I like you. But after you gave some teasers on the podcast, I hurried and listened to it. And I was done, like, in a few days. It was so good. I think anyone who likes the podcast would love that book and all the stories. The John Mayer thing was unbelievable. But all of it really was just so interesting in hearing about your life. And one thing I really like that you do here and that you talk about there is just your knowledge of how the industry works. That's something that we aren't all, you know, privy to. So it's interesting to me. And I think you would be really good, like, as a talent manager or some kind of, you know, career coach for people who just need to know how to make those decisions and, you know, be successful in the industry. But anyway, second comment, Justin Bieber. I am a fan of his. So, you know, let that be what it will. But I like his new music. I think it's great. And it's different for sure. It's, you know, I think he's doing something that he feels passionate about and enjoys doing rather than just, like, turn out some silly words with a good beat for the money, which he, you know, he should do that by now. He's done plenty of regular work. So if he wants to have some passion projects, I think that's fine. I think his fans will hold it up. But y'all are just so mean about it. So I just wanted to throw that out there. He is like a real person. Poor kid. He did have a hard time, you know, suffering publicly. So I think it's all right to sing about that and just, you know, share his experience. Anyway, thanks.
Bye. There you go. Oh, you big meanie.
I did this, well, yesterday, God, the fucking nearly 2-hour podcast that I was on. Jesus. And it's like, there comes a point where it's like, is doing that one, like, you have to start to be selective too. Like, is doing that one podcast really going to sell books? Is, like, I don't know, but you never know. Anyways, they were playing this game. I had a good time doing it and the girls were lovely. Okay. I'm not dissing on them. It just, I'm upset that it just took so much of my time, but they were playing this game where they were having me predict the future and they were asking me about, they said Justin Bieber in 2021. And I said, he's still going to be unhappy. And that just made me laugh. Cause it's probably true.
You're just cracking yourself up. Another call.
Jessica calling from Pittsburgh. I was just calling regarding your Perez ex texting you that defiantly. I personally misspell definitely all the time. So now when I misspell definitely, my phone wants to autocorrect it to defiantly. So I think that theory is 100% on point. He probably didn't even realize because the words are so close together. I didn't realize for a while that I've been...
Okay, we went over this. One more.
Hi, Perez. Hi, Booker. This is Becky Becks from Connecticut. Love the show. I just wanted to say that I feel like I should have called when this first came up, but Perez, when Bravo offered you the spot on Below Deck, only you had to pay for it, you should have taken it because even though you had to pay for it, and I know you didn't want to pay for it, that would have been your first step into Bravo world where we all could have seen how entertaining you are and not and think of you as more than just a celebrity column gossip blogger, but now as an entertaining father of three and
fell apart there at the end.
Yeah, no,
I disagree with her because Perez is number one, too cheap. And number two, if you watch Below Deck, it has nothing to do with the people that are on the boat. Those people are so ancillary. Even when it's a celebrity and somebody like I don't know, Johnny Damon was on it. He's a baseball player. Like, you have such fleeting moments with these people. It's not about them. Sure, if there's one difficult person that, you know, is demanding and wants some special dinner, okay, they'll make fun of them for a second. But the show is about the cast. It'd be a waste of money. I couldn't disagree more.
All right.
You got time for one more?
Sure, yeah.
Hey, guys. It's Amos from Texas. Perez, I read your book. It was so great. I loved it. And thank you so much, Booker, for sending it to me. I don't really have a question, but I just want to say, Booker, I think part of the reason that you can't stand Claire on Bachelorette, which I can't stand her either, but I'm still watching, is her stupid...
Yep. Amos could not be more right. To her point, the other night, it's, but listen to this. I swear to God, she's dead fucking on. The other night, I'm in the other room. My girlfriend, of course, has to watch the show for her show. So she's watching the show and I hear that fucking laugh that from the other room. And from the other room, you hear this audible like, oh, thank God I'm not watching this. I couldn't put up with that. And I'll be damned. Amos said the exact same thing that I literally said from my kitchen. That laugh is annoying. And I get it. A lot of people are like, but she's a lot of drama. It's just a likable thing. You got to want to root for somebody. Just because someone's dramatic doesn't make them good TV. You still want to root for that person. And I just don't. She's just, I don't know. I mean, she just doesn't do it for me.
All right. I don't watch, though. I don't have an
You're missing yet. Nothing. Trust me. 800-721-1185. That is our phone number. We'll do another show next week. Guys, take care of yourselves.
Have a good one, everybody.
With the holidays coming up, we'd like to offer you a little something special. And all we're asking in return is a few moments of your time to help support a great sponsor of this podcast. We ask that you complete a short survey because your opinion matters to us and our sponsors. It'll only take a couple minutes. And if you're one of the first people to do it, we'll give you a reward in return. Just go to podcastopinions.com and everything will be right there for you. That's podcastopinions.com. The first 150 people who complete the survey will get a $10 gift card to amazon.com. All of our shows are supported by advertisers, so filling this out will really help us. Please go to podcastopinions.com, and as always, thank you for supporting the show.
It's a little Chico Pitbull, Mr. 305, better said Mr. Worldwide. I'm Mandito Cristian Perez. I had to use the real name. Why? Because now it's the podcast. From negative to positive, which you can catch on Apple Podcast, Podcast One, and Spotify.
Flow to the rider.
Woo! I don't even know if you know how much they play you around the world or anywhere, my brother.
No matter how much bread we make, dog, we can't take it with us. No matter how many houses, cars, whatever we acquire, can't take it with us. With that said, anything we make is always to give back, dog.
Why are we starting a podcast? Well, it's real simple. With the times that we're living in right now in the world, I think you need to be motivated, inspired, educated, aware, positive. So what I'm here is just to motivate the world and let them know when we talk, we call a spade, so you're going to hear the truth. So I look forward to the podcast. I look forward to showing y'all, teaching y'all how to take it from a negative to a positive. So get ready. From negative to positive, which you can catch on Apple Podcast, Podcast One, and Spotify.